Not 100% clean, said the corporal, wilting under Granny's stare, and one of them's got messy hair. Well, snapped Magrat, and one of them looks like she uses bad language. What? Said Nanny, her grin evaporating. I'll tan your eye, you little bugger.
But, Corporal, they have got brooms, said the captain. It's very hard for cleaning staff to look so tidy all the time.
Cleaning staff? Said Granny.
I'm sure they're as anxious as you are to get tidied up, said the captain.
Excuse me, said Granny, empowering the words with much the same undertones as are carried by words like charge and kill. Excuse me, but does this pointy hat I'm wearing mean anything to you?
The soldiers looked at it politely.
Can you give me a clue? Said the captain eventually. It means...
We'll just trot along in if it's all the same to you, said Nanny Og. Got a lot of cleaning up to do. She flourished her broomstick. Come, ladies.
She and Magrat grasped Granny's elbows firmly and propelled her under the archway before her fuse burned out. Granny Weatherwax always held that you ought to count up to 10 before losing your temper. No one knew why, because the only effect of this was to build up the pressure and make the ensuing explosion a whole lot worse. The witches didn't stop until they were out of sight of the gate.
Now, Esme, said Annie soothingly, you shouldn't take it personal, and we are a bit mucky, you must admit. They were just doing their job, all right. How about that?
They treated us as if we were ordinary people, said Granny in a shocked voice.
This is foreign parts, Granny, said Magrat. Anyway, you said the men on the boat didn't recognise the hat either.
But then I didn't want them to, said Granny. That's different.
It's just an incident, Granny, said Magrat. They were just stupid soldiers. They don't even know a proper free-form hairstyle when they see it.
Nanny looked around. Crowds milled past them almost in silence.
And you must admit it's a nice, clean city, she said.
They took stock of their surroundings. It was certainly the cleanest place they'd ever seen. Even the cobblestones had a polished look.
You could eat your tea off the street, said Nanny as they strolled along.
Yes, but you'd eat your tea off the street anyway, said Granny.
I wouldn't eat all of it. Even the gutters are scrubbed. Not a Ronald in sight, Luke.
Ronald III of Lancre, believed to be an extremely unpleasant monarch, was remembered by posterity only in this obscure bit of rhyming slang.
Giffer?
Well, you said that in Ankh-Morpork.
This is somewhere else.
It's so spotless, said Magrat. Makes you wish you'd cleaned your sandals. Yeah, Nanny Og squinted along the street. Makes you wish you were a better person, really.
Why are you two whispering?
She followed their gaze. There was a guard standing on the street corner. When he saw them looking at him, he touched his helmet and gave them a brief smile.
Even the guards are polite, said Magrat.
And there's so many of them, too, said Granny.
Amazing, really, needing all these guards in a city where people are so clean and quiet, said Magrat. Perhaps there's so much niceness to be spread around, they need a lot of people to do it, said Nanny Og.
The witches wandered through the packed streets.
Nice houses, though, said Magrat. Very decorative and oldie-worldy.
Granny Weatherwax, who lived in a cottage that was as oldie-worldy as it was possible to be without being a lump of metamorphic rock, made no comment. Nanny Og's feet started to complain.
We ought to find somewhere to stop the night, she said. We can look for this girl in the morning. We'll do a lot better for a good night's sleep. And a bath, said Magrat, with soothing herbs. Good idea. I could just go a bath too, said Nanny.
My word, doesn't autumn roll around quickly, said Granny sourly.
Yeah? When did you last have a bath, Esme?
What do you mean, last?
See? Then there's no call to make comments about my ablutions.
Baths is unhygienic, Granny declared. You know I've never agreed with baths, sitting around in your own dirt like that.
What do you do then? Said Magrat.
I just washes, said Granny, all the bits, you know, as and when they becomes available.
However available they were, and no further information was vouchsafed on this point, they were certainly more available than accommodation in Genua in fat lunchtime. All the taverns and inns were more than full. Gradually the press of crowds pushed them out of the main streets and into the less fashionable quarters of the city, but still there was no room for the three of them. Granny went.